And now,
it's back to Cooks and Shungu
on 702.
12 minutes after 6 o'clock, time for us to get into healthy living for this Sunday morning. Joined on the line by wellness expert Fulufelo Siphuma to speak about senior-friendly physical activities. Now, May the 27th was National Senior Health and Fitness Day, and it is meant to encourage all senior citizens to stay active. And maybe you are a senior citizen with a question about how to stay active, but also without injury. You can also give us a call, send us an SMS or a WhatsApp message. But Fulufelo, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, Gix, and the listeners of 702.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So often it's when we pleasure. Think of fitness, we often think of, or even when we get marketed fitness, it's mainly younger bodies that are shown. But why is it important for people who are older, who are senior citizens, to also keep exercising?
That's a very important point, Gix. Most of the time when we see fitness, it's always the younger generations that are in the images. But a physical fitness provides a lot of benefits at any age, and more even notable for the senior citizens. There's lots of benefits in terms of living longer, being healthier, and having a more joyous life. And I would say some of the most important benefits making sure that they're independent, because when you grow older, you tend to have less independence and depend on others. So if you've got that regular exercise, it promotes the ability to for self-reliance and also maintains independence. Other than just independence, it also helps a lot to prevent and counteract diseases, which heart diseases, depression, diabetes, very common among the older adults and often deadly. So it helps a lot to adapt a more active lifestyle that can contribute to the prevention of such diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And also something that's very important is that it improves the brain function. As we know, when you grow older, you start having the risk of developing Alzheimer's diseases or dementia by nearly 50%. So basically, regular exercise improves your brain function and sort of counteracts that risk as well. Another benefit would just be also helping in terms of making you feel more energetic, just what you were talking about. I mean, for the elderly, being inactive makes them tired, just as it does with the young people. So it helps them, if they do have some moderate exercise, to promote that release of endorphins, which are very essential neurotransmitters and linked to pain mitigation and having a sense of well-being.
But what are some of the things senior citizens, and I guess all of us, should be cognizant of before undertaking exercise, especially if maybe you hadn't been exercising before and you are getting back into it or you're starting? What is important before you even lift a dumbbell, walk on the treadmill? What do you need to know?
I think the most important thing is to understand, to consult your medical doctor and understand what are your limits, what can you do, what can't you do. I think from there, that's a good starting point. And I think for seniors, there will also be like specific exercises that they can be able to do. So it's also important to check with the physician to ensure that they're healthy enough for exercise and see which exercise would be ideal for their current fitness levels. So after that, then they can go ahead and exercise knowing exactly what exercises would be ideal. But that those just generic exercises that we can look at for today to say those are more safer for the seniors.
Yes, because I was going to say, often again, when we think of exercise, we think of lifting very heavy weights, we think of running on the treadmill, and that might not always be what's appropriate. What are some of the other exercises that are also good for, you know, the benefits you were talking about earlier, but without, for instance, the impact of other exercises?
A very good question. Yeah, when we think of exercises, you always imagine this weightlifting, running at a very high pace. It's always like the intense exercises that you think about. But I think we still we need to put the emphasis on how other exercises are still very, you know, efficient and can achieve those all those benefits that we mentioned above, things like flexibility, improving your strength and balance with minimal stress on your body. So the first type of exercise that I would say is ideal for senior citizens would be water aerobics. Water aerobics are very good, especially for those living with arthritis and as a form of joint pains, as the water puts less stress on their joints. So also that water brings like a natural resistance, which eliminates the need for those weights that we're talking about that you normally use in strength training. Mm-hmm. So you can achieve the same goal with the natural resistance that water brings. And with that, you can mix it up like aqua jogging, leg lifts, some curls in the water, and still be able to achieve, improve your strength, improve your flexibility, and balance with minimal stress on your body. Another thing that would be such a great benefit for senior citizens as well is just on the balance aspect. The more you grow, the more you stand a chance of falling down. And because research has found that all adults tend to be admitted to for fall-related injuries. So water aerobics would really be good to improve that flexibility and balance. The next exercise would be chair yoga. Chair yoga is also a very low-impact form of exercise, but still helps in improving the muscle strength, the mobility, balance and flexibility, which are very crucial again for senior citizens. And it's accessible form of yoga that is less stress on the muscle, on the joints and the bones, and than more conventional forms of yoga. And they've also found that this chair yoga is also good to improve mental health in older adults. So it's a win-win situation. So type of exercises that you can do with this chair yoga would be the overhead stretch, for example, seated cow stretch, seated cat stretch, seated mountain poses. So you can still have a lot of fun and a general sense of well-being with chair yoga. And another great exercise would be resistance band workouts. Resistance band workouts being the stretchy strips of rubber that add resistance to workout with reduced stress on your body. Mm-hmm. And once again, resistance bands are very user-friendly and accessible for both beginners and senior citizens. So this form of exercise is very popular among seniors because of it's first of all very cheap to access this resistance bands, which makes it very ideal also for home exercises. And it also improves the core strength and improves posture in adults, mobility and balance. And the type of exercise that can be done with resistance band workouts for seniors, even youngsters, are endless. There's a variety of them. You can do the leg press, tricep press, lateral raises, bicep curls, and band pull-aparts. So basically, you can get creative, get very creative with it and still achieve the benefits of improved posture, mobility, and balance.
Mm. Fulufelo, I just want you to pause there because I want us to go to Yolandi in Roodepoort. Yolandi, good morning.
Hello, very good morning, Gugu. I always listen to your show, and then a very, very good morning to your guest as well. Gugu, I am 73, and I'm a 5-kilometer walker every day for the last 15 years. Gugu, I feel fantastic. I'm out there every morning in my gear and my walker shoes. I eat a banana before I leave my house. I understand that releases energy right away. And I drink 2 glasses of water. And Gugu, I hit the road. Yeah. I'm 73. Young people, a young male nurse complimented me on my posture. He said, Auntie Yolandi, I like your posture. You have a beautiful posture.
Yes.
And you know, Gugu, and to your guests, when I get to my destination, 5 kilometers, you know, I start off slowly when I walk to build up heat, you know, and then I go faster and faster. And now I'm like a sprinter, you know. I feel young. My body is good. My legs, I get so many compliments. Motorists would even hoot at me. And I'm 73. And you know, Gooks, when I finally then get to my destination, I don't even hyperventilate. So I don't sound like a dog, you know. And I'm testing my lung capacity even during hard lockdown when I would cry with joy because we weren't allowed to like leave the house. And you know, I was all the time testing my lung capacity, being in so much fear of the disease. But to all pensioners out there, please start even 0.5 kilometer, 1 kilometer, check your posture, eat your banana. I feel a happy woman. I feel a happy pensioner. I have so much energy. I can walk. I mean, even my neighbor at 42, she said, you got such a good body.
Yeah.
I wish I looked like you. So Gugu, please, to all the listeners out there, go and walk. Do it. You will feel great.
Yeah. Thanks, Yolandi. I mean, I love a walk as well. I do also do 5 kilometers. Not every day. I do it 4 days a week. And my walks are probably my favorite thing. So I agree with you that walking just makes you feel fantastic. When I can't have my walk, I do get a bit sad because I enjoy those walks so much.
Yeah, and you know, I don't feel like an auntie. I don't feel like a thing. I feel like a young chick, you know.
You're so inspired, Yolanda. You're so inspired.
Thank you.
Can feel the energy.
Thank you, Yolanda.
And I think,
yes, Fulufela, go ahead.
I was saying, I think a lot of young stars as well would be inspired by Yolandi. She's such a great example and role model, and you can tell that she's really living it. And I think that brings us to our next exercise, which is walking.
Yes.
Basically, the best form of cardio for all age groups. And this being the least stressful and most accessible form of exercise that one can do. And distance and step goals can be different for every individual, depending on their age and factors. But notably, 10,000 steps a day is advised for a healthy lifestyle. However, if anybody has any difficulty, you can still opt for fewer steps. And it helps a lot with strengthening your muscles, with your posture. Once again, Yolandi told us, lowering your risks of heart diseases, strokes, diabetes, and colon cancer. And just how sometimes when I go for walks, I try and make it fun. I'll find an audio book or a playlist that just helps me for stimulation during my walk. For elders, they can try find a walk-friendly race to train for, or a perimeter of a familiar building, or just a moderate trail through a park. So that's on walking, very, very good exercise, as Yolanda stated.
Mm. She also spoke about she has her banana before she exercises and then she's off to go. Why is that so important that you have a little bit of something before you get going?
I think that's so important for energy. You need that energy boost before you start with your workouts, and so you can fuel your workout for the best results. And while you can still do things like fasted workouts where you don't eat, that's not for everyone. And if you're working out midway through the day, then you're going to want to eat beforehand and pack in some pre-workout food. So pre-workout food, like Riolandi said, one of them is bananas, which are very great source of natural sugars and carbohydrates, which would help a lot to fuel and boost your muscles' energy stores and increase the blood sugar levels. And you can add some sort of like extra protein, like peanut butter, just making sure that you're getting that digestible source of carbs, like banana or another piece of fruit that can help you be a great pre-workout snack to boost your blood sugar and stored energy in your muscles. Other pre-workout foods that can help as well, that would be useful, chicken, rice, and veggie as well. They are helpful to just give you those balanced meal, protein, carbs, and fiber that can help you keeping full and energized. But consume within at least 2 hours before a workout. You can have a protein bar. It's a great source to set yourself up for success before and after your workout. You can have porridge or oatmeal, also very good pre-workout, which contains complex carbohydrates and give you sustained energy, plus the bonus of that fiber. Another thing that you can have is also a protein smoothie. A protein smoothie are also good for carbs, which will give you that energy that you need. And also whole grain bread, sweet potatoes, and brown rice are also very good energy boosters as well.
Mm. I want us to go to Greg in Randburg. Greg, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning.
Yes.
So yeah, I was very pleased to hear the enthusiasm of Yolandi and keeping up with the exercise. I turned 70 in 3 months' time.
Mm-hmm.
But as we speak, I'm driving to a 10-kilometer road race.
Yeah.
At RAC.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep going to, as I say, keep the old man out. But I run 3 or 4 times a week. I play golf once a week, and I go hiking on Wednesdays. And on Tuesdays, I do Pilates. And Pilates, man, it's fantastic for loosening you up and just keeping the muscles stretched and so on. So, yeah, you know, as I say, you've got to keep the old man out. And, you know, just keep at it.
How long have you been running, Greg?
I ran my first marathon in 1983.
Sure.
And wow. I did 5 comrades. I did 15 Oceans ultra marathons. Wow. So yeah, it's just wonderful that the body has held out.
Yeah.
And that I can keep going. And I mean, as they say, you don't get old. You get old because you stop running. You don't stop running and get old. So you better just keep going at it.
Yeah.
Those muscles and joints and ligaments strong, and no decalcification and stuff like that. But I feel very privileged that I can still carry on running. It's a great privilege. And I had my toast with peanut butter and honey before I left home for my energy boost.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And your mental health, what are the benefits that you find from, you know, running, hiking, playing golf? Do you find that there's benefits for your mental health too?
Hugely, you know. I mean, during my working career, if I had a problem I needed to solve, believe me, I'd go for a run and the creative juices would flow and I would come back with a solution to the problem. And it really is. It's my fix going out for a run. It's such a it just gets the innovative juices going. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you so much for your call, Greg.
It's a pleasure. And, good health to you all.
And enjoy your 10K.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's Greg in Randburg. You know, fantastic. Him saying, for instance, Fulufelo, that also if he needs to make a decision, exercise is great for that. And I find that as well. If I'm overwhelmed and I'm stuck with something, I go for a long walk.
Yeah.
I go for one of my walks, which is usually about 45 minutes to an hour. At the end of it, I think, okay, I think I have a solution. Or if I don't have a solution, I feel less tense and less stressed about it. And we often don't talk enough about the mental health, emotional health benefits of exercise.
True. Again, you get that clarity as well, that clarity of thought once you're done with exercise. So I think it has a lot to do with the way it affects the neurotransmitters as well. The endorphins that get released during exercise. So there's like, just as it benefits the physical side, it benefits the mental health side as well.
He also mentioned that Greg saying once a week he goes and does Pilates, which he finds helps him as well. What are some of the benefits of exercises like Pilates, like yoga, that kind of thing? I know we spoke about resistance, using a resistance band. But what, you know, what would be the benefit of something like Pilates or yoga?
The benefits of Pilates, they improve balance, they develop the core strength, and they increase flexibility in both older adults and younger people. And they can also be used and introduced along with rehabilitation programs after surgical procedures. So really, really good. To get those and incorporate them into your routine if you can, because they are low impact exercises that help a lot with the breathing alignment and core strength. So lots of benefits to Pilates, like Greg said.
Is something like an elliptical trainer also good, a good form of exercise or machine to use if perhaps you are older and you might be concerned about impact, about injury? Are those very good, and are they effective in terms of sort of cardio exercise?
They are very good for cardio exercise because they are less impact, very ideal for seniors wanting to sidestep harsh impact while staying active. So best ellipticals, they are very good, as you said, for senior citizens, less because they have got less impact.
Fulufelo, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you as well and hearing all those inspiring stories.
Yeah, we've got some really great stories. So thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's wellness expert and nutritionist Fulufelo Sipuma speaking to us this morning as part of our healthy living about exercises or ways you can stay active in your senior years. Fantastic call from Greg on the way to a 10K run. Yolandi, who says she walks 5 kilometers every day. So thank you so much. And maybe you also keep active or are keeping active in your senior years. Let us know. Send us an SMS on 31702. Send us a WhatsApp message on 0727021702. When we come back,